Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission is working hard for the Oklahoma wheat producer and is proud to support rural youth through the annual Oklahoma 4-H FFA Junior Wheat Show. The 2016 winners included Dylan Cheney of Medford FFA, who had the overall grand champion with his double stop CL Plus entry, while Aubrey Geisler of Lomega 4-H in Kingfisher County had the top 4-H entry, also with the OSU developed variety double stop CL Plus. A total of $16,000 in scholarship money given to 4-H and FFA members as they learned about production of wheat, as well as its milling and baking characteristics.
It's a great opportunity for students to really see what goes on in the world of wheat production from the field into the marketing situation.
Executive Director Mike Schulte. To learn more about the Oklahoma Wheat Commission and the programs they're involved with, go to okwheat.org. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
We had a mixed story today for the cattle futures, with live cattle up 82 in February, April's up 80, June's up 17, while the feeder cattle were the opposite. They were down $1.45 in the January at 128.75. March's were 123.80, down $1.22. The feeder cattle has met some resistance here, as there's a lot of hedge pressure. These guys running soccer cattle have looked at the current price and realized we've sold off with a couple dollars off the high, and they're worried that the seasonal lows in the spring could maybe bring some pressure here, and so they've been selling it. We're still above the 50-day moving average in March by about $2.50, and so there's ideas out there that it could go down there and test that, but we're significantly off the highs by about $3 to $4 at this time, just going back three trading days ago. Now, midday box beef prices were higher on choice and select. We were $1.51 higher on choice at $204.84. Select was at $195.08, also up $1.51. Choice select spread at midday was $9.76. We had some cash trade also this morning. The weighted average price was $116.77. And then after that, there was a 116 bid in the south that's currently being passed. But that bid is out there at 116.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
The grain futures today were quite strong here. We had corn, the weakest link, only up 4 cents, while soybeans led the way up 19. Also, a sort of surprise here in the wheat. They're up 11 to 12 in Kansas City, 10 to 12 cents higher in Chicago. So if you go back to the October highs, they're about 10 cents off those for the wheat. So there's maybe some additional short covering here. You know, hedge funds on the wheat are short about 108,000 contracts. So if they start to get out, that could bring some more rally here to the market. They're short corn as well, about 110,000 corn contracts, and then long 107,000 beans. The talk is really going on is the drought and the problems we're having here in the southern plains and the winter wheat crop. Kansas is currently 44% good to excellent. Last year they were 54%. Oklahoma is 25% good to excellent. Last year it was 77%. So 52% less on the good to excellent category for the Oklahoma winter wheat crop. Kind of disappointing at this point. We need a rain. Colorado's 40%. Last year is 54. If you look at the drought monitor, which will actually, it's almost a week old. The new one will be released tomorrow. There are some severe areas here in Oklahoma, Kansas, and Colorado that we need to really pay attention to, because the wheat's really at that stage where it really needs some moisture. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.